Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, March the 17th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about the extension of the mobile registration exercise by another 5 days by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC. Citizens will continue to register to vote until March the 26th. Sangano reZimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, rawedzera hurongwa wekunyoresa kuvota nemazuva mashanu. Izvi zvinoreva kuti chirongwa ichi chava kupera musi wa 26 kurume. But before we dive deep into today's topic, let's take a look at what is happening in Nigeria, where many are watching the country's global national and state assembly elections on Saturday to see how many women candidates fare at the polls. The number of women elected to the National Assembly in Nigeria dropped by one half in February 25th vote, in what activists say is a step backwards for women facing cultural bias in politics. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja in Nigeria.
Juliet Isi Ikayere unanimously won her party's vote to contest the National Assembly elections last month. The 28-year-old lawyer says she joined politics in 2021 after supporting protests against police brutality and bad governance. But out of 360 National Assembly seats, women won only 12, and Ikayere wasn't one of them. She blames gender inequality and a lack of access to campaign funds.
The political terrain in Nigeria is usually faced with violence. It's more of a patriarchal society whereby for a woman to even talk, she needs to have somebody who will actually give her access, inroads in these political parties.
Nigeria is Africa's biggest democracy, and women represent half of its total population. But they occupy only 4% of politically elected positions, despite succeeding in business and private sectors. Nigeria has never had a female president or vice president since returning to democracy in 1999, and a woman has yet to be elected governor of any state. Cynthia Mbamalu is a director of programs at Yaga Africa, a non-profit promoting democratic governance.
Because, you know, they say politics is local, and our local context is driven by patriarchal norms, religious and traditional or cultural sentiments, which do not favor women political leadership.
The UN says Nigeria has the lowest representation of women in politics across all of Africa. Ireti Kingibe is one of just three female senators elected on February 25th, compared to eight women who won Senate seats in 2019. Kingibe defeated a male counterpart who had been in office since 2011.
Women have to be allowed to emerge. And I'm beginning to think that unless we legislate it, we're never going to get the parties to agree that women are an integral and critical part of our society. There's a certain attitude of the men in the party, even when they know a lot less than you, have been in the political space, not as long as you have been.
Last year, Nigerian women protested for weeks at the National Assembly, demanding lawmakers pass 5 gender-related bills, including one that would reserve 35% of seats in parliament for women. But the bills failed to advance after some lawmakers initially called them ridiculous. Many will be waiting to see if any woman get elected in Saturday's gubernatorial and state assembly elections. 24 women are running for state governor seats. If one wins her election, she will become Nigeria's first female governor. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Meanwhile, ruling ZANU-PF internal elections that were scheduled for this Saturday have been postponed as the party's Politburo is yet to approve the list of participating candidates. The party's Politburo will meet on Monday to map the way forward. ZANU-PF's political commissar, Mr. Mike Bima, briefed journalists that his party received an overwhelming response. Let's hear what he had to say.
Basa rinopera nekusangana kuchaita kwepolitburo. Tinofara kuti vanhu vakawanda vakava kunyange zvedu zvatipa basa rakawanda, asi zvinotifadza kuti vanhu nengo dzomusangano dzine kodzero, dziri kuratidza kuti dzine kodzero yokupinda pazvimbo zvavanoda. Pakupera kwezuva vanoti upinde pazvinzvimbo ndevaya vanokuvhotera. Ndosaka tichiti izvo vanhu hatidi imposition, tinoda kuti ivo vanhu pachavo vavhotere munhu wavanoda. Saka tinoda kutenda kuti kwakaitwa basa rakanaka. Tirongoda ivo zvino kukurudzira ivo vaya macandidates avapo kuti ayo dai basa riro rokukambeina ravari kutoita iko zvino rinofanira kuitwa murunyararo. Tisava nemacases eviolence, and patinonzwa kuti kwaita mirizhonga, kwaita violence, makandidates iwawo anokwanisa kumiswa pakumira. In other words, anokwanisa kuita disqualified kuti aende mberi, nokuti president vagara vachitaura kuti hatidi violence. Zvino kana tichiita violence ari makwikwi edu omumba, vanhu ivavo kana taakuzoita makwikwi yemageneral elections, vanhu ivavo vanokwanisa kuzotikonzeresa. Hatidi kuzova nemareports eviolence inobva kuZANU-PF. Saka nokudaro tinoyambira chaizvo makandidates edu ndinoti ngavakambeine murunyararo.
And back to our main topic tonight. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has extended the mobile voter registration exercise by 5 days and will end on March 26th. ZEC said it extended the voter registration due to power cuts and heavy rains that affected some registration centers nationwide. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa is yet to announce the date for the general elections to be held later this year. Interim spokesperson of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, Advocate Fadzai Mahere, says it is important for every eligible citizen to register and vote. Let's hear what her party is doing.
So we actually have voter registration monitors and peace monitors at every single registration center in Zimbabwe, trying to, protect these people. But obviously, we have no right to stop violence when it takes place. You even saw reports of ZEC officials being beaten up by ZANU-PF, members. So all of that is the responsibility of the police. We're surprised when the police don't quickly step in with the same speed and alacrity we see when they, see Honorable Chibaya having a meeting in Buliriro. We want to see that same energy by the police to make sure that voters are protected, prospective voters. And when it comes to education, as the CCC, we are going door to door in every village, on every street, educating citizens about their rights. We have said time and again, your vote is your secret. Nobody has got the power to force you to go anywhere, to force you to vote. So that voter education campaign is ongoing. And in addition to that, in our voter registration drive, we don't discriminate. Even if we see a bus of ZANU-PF, we give them the flyers telling them where the centers are. We want every citizen to be on that voter's roll. We're not just campaigning to CCC members. President Chamisa said in his agenda address that ours is a citizen campaign. Every single person, regardless of your political party, we're going to fight for every single vote. So we've actually gone beyond just our traditional structures and strongholds and those who are perceived to be CCC. We're going to everybody.
That there was the interim spokesperson of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, Advocate Fadzai Mahere. Another voter rights organization, Vote 263, says it is happy with the voter registration blitz.
The voter blitz is very crucial as it is coming at a very critical time to address superfluous obstacles that the youth in particular have been made with in their way of making it on the voter's roll, with one of these problems being a blight in getting national IDs issued out to them. Very fortunately, the Office of the Registrar General has announced in a circular that there is also a national ID police present at ZEC registration centers to issue out national identity documents to those who would want to register but without national IDs. As Project Vote 263, we welcome all these police initiatives as they benefit our people who are desperate to register to vote. Many we have been failing because of inaccessibility of ZEC district and provincial registration centers, which are located far away from where young people, women, people with disabilities dwell. As many would not afford money to go and register to vote, owing in things to the prevailing economic circumstances that we are currently facing in Zimbabwe. Project Vote 263 have deployed a network of volunteers in 5 provinces, which are Harare, Bulawayo, Mashingo, Midlands, and Manicaland. Our team are working all time round on daily basis, mobilizing people to register to vote.
Let's now take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. I understand that we now have our guests. So for perspective, we're going to turn to Godfrey Kurawone of the CCC in North America, and also we have Calvin Manduna, who is a ZANU-PF supporter. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Hello, Marvelous. Hello, Zimbabwe.
I can hear that. That is Mr. Kurawone. Welcome, Mr. Calvin Manduna, to the program.
I'm a hearty audience.
Thank you very much. Mr. Manduna, you're a ZANU-PF supporter yourself, and we've been hearing there that the campaign that was supposed to kick off this weekend has been, scrapped, and it will start sometime, next week. What's your take on that?
Well, from what I heard from the party, do some administration, given the overwhelming number of candidates who had put their CVs forward. And I think that's a good thing if there's such an overwhelming interest from persons. Hopefully we get to see a good crop of candidates and youthful candidates that are qualified and bring something fresh to our political landscape.
Mm-hmm. So,
a new date to be announced after the Politburo meets when the next primaries will take place.
Tiri papo vamanduna asizvi hazvisi kuzombunyikidzawo here vechidiki vatirikuona tirikuona kuti pane vazhinji vatsva vatanga tisati tambonyanyoona vari munyaya idzi dzezvematongerwo enyika.
It's always the challenge. And I think it's partly up to the youth to really be forceful in contesting. If you recall the history of our country, it has been liberated by youth really taking up the mantle and going to fight. So I think it's no different in this case as youth. It should not always be handed on a platter. You have to be forceful to to put your candidature forward, both to the party and to the people. It's encouraging signs, but I hope we'll see a more both youth and women, so that there's good diversity in the slate of candidates.
Thank you so much. The Tomboyenda Kwamuri wa Godfrey Kurawone, the Batore Citizens Coalition for Change munomu North America. Munoona sei tinoona kuti Zeki iri kutaura iyo kuti yawedzera mazuva ekuti vanhu vanyorese kuvota. Zvingabatsira here izvi?
Yeah, like we always say as the party, it is every Zimbabwean citizen's right to vote and to choose leaders of their choice. Pasina kumbuyekidzwa. And kuregesa kuvota ndo kunoita kuti munhu akwanise kuzovota. So ndinoratidza kuti chinhu chakanaka to give every person anoda kuvota mukana to register to vote. But however, I have my reservations with the way Zeki is conducting the process. It doesn't make sense to add 5 more days of going slow. It doesn't make sense of adding 5 more days of doing nothing. It doesn't make sense to add 5 more days. Ekuti vanhu vakagara pamushana, vanhu vakamira pamaline vachida kuti vagese kuvota. We've seen that in the past 2-3 days whereby people will be lining, but vachiudza kuti hapana magetsi, hapana masola, hapana bepa rakazodai, mishini yafa, and so forth. When we can see kuti it's a deliberate move, yekuti vatagesa kuvota vanhu in urban areas. So if they add 5 more days, let those days be 5 days of serious business. Let those be 5 days constructive. Let those be 5 days fruitful. That way, even the guys mabo ingafara. But chinhu chakanaka ndakudzira mazuva kuti vape mukana kumunhu wese anda kuregesa kuvota.
Aiwa, mombobata makadaro. Toenda kwamuri, Mr. Manduna, what's your take on this extension of the mobile voter registration? Would that help your party in any way?
I think from ZANU-PF side, all along it appears they have been fairly well organized in terms of getting supporters registered. They seem to be ahead of the curve. I heard remarks from Zek that were saying some supporters are being brought in and passed. And if that showed that candidates are taking an initiative to bring their candidates to get registered, they were happy with that. Overall, I will say as a citizen first, I've been a little disappointed with Zek. And I think both parties to some extent are. The elections are really an opportunity for us to showcase to the world how well organized we are as a country. And I think they have dropped the ball on several occasions, including this registration exercise. They could have been better organized, that's for sure. So I share to some extent some of the criticisms that other citizens have of how ZEC has been less than well prepared in some occasions.
Mm-hmm. Tombodzokera kwamuri vakuraone tichitarisa isu kuti tanzwa vanomirira yatingati chigaro chevanoburitsa mashoko mubato renyu Advocate Fadzai Mahere vachitaura ivo vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vabude kunonyoresa kuvhota uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti rwendo runo vachange vaine vanhu vachange vari kumacenta uku mungatitsananguro kuti zvakakosha sei kuti pange paine nhumwa dzinobva kumapato akasiyana siyana anoenda kumacenta uku
mukatarisa kupolitics it's a matter of interest. So, no, your interests won't be represented. And don't expect any result in favorable to a process that has been done without your involvement. So, as a party, we want to be hands-on. We want to have a first-hand information, accurate. It would teach you what is happening, what is happening than hearsay. My hearsay, my hearsay, because of the social media, those one, my and so forth. So it's good for us to be on the ground, keep the hands on, and to have the first hand information. tichiona kuti what is a challenge could be, what is a challenge could see, and what could be done to improve and recommend to ZEC and also recommend to our party leadership.
Aiwa, pakanaka chimbo, bata izvenyu makadaro. It's now time to hear from our callers who I know have been, you know, following us, and some of them are itching to talk to us, to also, you know, give their take on what is going on. So we're going to be opening up our lines so that we can hear from our callers on their views. But before we do that, I'm going to go back to Mr. Manduna, Mr. Calvin Manduna, who is a ZANU-PF supporter. And Mr. Manduna, coming back to you, you know, there have been a lot of people. I had an earlier program called Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei, where we had a lot of people saying, you know, ZANU-PF has been given the liberty to go out and campaign. You know, they are out on the trail with no disturbances at all. But the opposition do not have that luxury. What's your take?
I've heard those reports. Not being on ground, I cannot verify to the extent that that is the case. One of the things we were hoping under the new dispensation was to see a new political environment in terms of an opening up of the democratic space. I had heard from some quarters some enthusiasm that the space has opened up. Unfortunately, I think we still have some individuals that are still in some old tendencies, as we saw in places like Karoi, where violence has been taking place. I have not heard the party officially supporting violence. I think they've always come out against it. And I think the security forces must be vigilant against any violence by any party. And that is what we hope to see.
Tombopinda murimirwa mai kuti imi muri wechidiki uyezve muri kutsigira bato renyu iri reZANU-PF. Dai papa nevamwe vakateerera tinoona kuti vazhinji vari kuchema chema pamambo kutaura nechirungu kuti dai zvinhu zvasanduka kuti vanhu vapiwe mukana wekuti vatsigire bato ravanoda, kwete kuti munhu akangonyora kuti register to vote anobva awanikwa pasocial media achitukwa, achinyombwa, achinzi wawe bato risiri reZANU-PF. Munoona sei izvi?
Nyika yedu ndingati tiri kuenda through a transition papolitics dzedu. Pakauya new dispensation, vamunangagwa vakataura vakati taakusiya zvaitika kare kumashure, tichishandura political space yedu kuve netolerance. Unfortunately, tichiri nevanhu vachiri kuda chinyakare chaitika nguva yavo mugabe zveviolence. Zvinhu zvatisingadi seruzhinji rweZimbabwe, zvinhu zvatinokurudzira kuti mapurisa vave vachisunga vanhu varikuita zveviolence. Tinoda sevanhu vechidiki maelections ari clean, vanhu vakwanise kucampaigna. Chatokurudzira zvikuru kuti macandidates, whether presidential or varikuenda kuparliament or kumaward, kumacouncils, vakwanise kuuya nemesseji yavo kuti chii chavachaitira vechidiki. Tine zvichemo zvakawanda. Ndo mesej yatoda kunzwa, kwete kuti kuri kuitwa violence. So panenge pachiitika violence hatizvikurudziri. Ndomira neruzhinji kuti violence hatiidi. Chatoda chii hatichawana sevechidiki panext 5 years.
Aiwa, thank you so much. I understand we have a caller. We do have a caller, Mr. Ndlovu, who was with us on an earlier program, Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. Mr. Ndlovu, you can go ahead and give us your take, and you can speak in Ndebele so that for the benefit of others who are also listening, go ahead, give us your take.
Sanibonani 227, nababuyele makhaya, nabalalele futhi. Ngiyabonga isikhathi eninikeza sona. Ngiqhubekele phambili ngoba sike sakhulume emini sikhuluma ngendaba zamavoti ezwe lakithi. Into engiphatha kakhulu engizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi nje ezweni lakithi laseZimbabwe sinama-culture awu-2 ayiwavamile ebantwini, which means it's a Shona Ndebele. Umuntu ozohlanganisa labo bantu abawu-2 upresident. Upresident uMnangagwa owuye owebandla leZANU-PF uye umuntu esimbhekelela ukuthi ilizwe phambi kokuba kwazakala abantu abaphakathi ezweni, uye umuntu wakuqala omele ayaziwe ngabantu njengopresident owuyokhokhela izwe leZimbabwe. Makuwukuthi upresident wethu engahluleka ukwenza lokho, kuzogcina sokuduma abaculi ezweni lakhe, yena abe kunumber 5 ukuba ngumuntu odumileyo ezweni, eduma futhi ngokuhlukumeza kwabantu. Ngibuye futhi ngithi le nto le yokuhlukanisa umhlobo ukuthi ishona Ndebele ayiphele ezweni ukuze sizokwazi ukubambisana. Inkinga zonke ezayenzeka ezegawundi thina singabantwana sizazi, ziyasigcoba manje, zisivusa amanxeba. Can you imagine, uzothola ukuthi ezweni sokunabantu abasebenamaqembu ababa nawo ukuthi bayohlasela iZANU-PF ngendlela eyenziwa ngupresident. But uma upresident ezebamba into ngendlela e-right, izoyenza ukuthi izwe lakhe libe nokuzwana nokuthula, kungabi nokukhuluma okuzophazamisa abantu emphakathini. Kumanje sibhekele lamavoti. Abanye abantu siyafisa ukuvota, but into esiyaziyo iZANU isuke vele seyitshontshe amavoti kudala. Kumanje nikhuluma ngokuthi kuhleli kuqhekiswa amalanga ukuthi abantu bayobhalisa ngezinye zendlela. We never know ukuthi kwenzakalani. Kungenzeka kusize, kungenzeka kungasizi.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much there, Mr. Ndlovu. I know, you know, you're excited, but unfortunately time is not on our side. So I'm going to give our guests a little bit more time to, you know, answer to what you are bringing in there. Mr. Kuraone, tukunzi kwa kola vedu, Ndlovu, warukuta ora iwo kutimuna. Anukwanisa kubataniza vanu. Mutunga miriwe nyika, ne mutunga miriwe mapato. Muno nzwa sei, panesha warukuta ora iji.
Mr. Ndlovu, nwana sekuti vari... That is very correct. Because kana uri baba pamusha ndiwo unofana kuona kuti muri yagara zvakanaka here, muri yigara chiwirirana here, vana vasigara vachirovana here, ndobasa remubereki. Because you are the leader in the family, same with the president. Ndiye anofana kuona kuti nyika ine runyararo here, vana vagara zvakanaka here, vana vasi kumarana here. But then the challenge is that in Zimbabwe is very opposite. We can't expect kuona president vachimira paruzhinji rwevanhu vachitaura kuti baita chamumurove, batai murove and so forth. Zvinhu zvinotonyadzisa, you know. So ndo patiri kuita challenge yekuti pari kuleka that political will to unite the Zimbabwean people. Then mukuru wenyika ane political will. Takada tisingaone violence zvekuitika kwese. Takada tisinga vakambobudawo musi hwanhu vachidenounce violence as the president of the country. Kubva zvakaita president handisandambonzwa vachidenounce violence, but instead ndo vanotora mashoko ari violent.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Godfrey Kuraone of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Let me just give a short time to Mr. Calvin Manduna to give us his last word. What says you on what our caller talked about, and also we're hearing from Mr. Kuraone saying the president has the last word in calling for peace. We've heard him, though, in the past in some of these meetings that he has called for peace, but is the government doing enough? Is he doing enough?
I think the president has, on many occasions, called for peaceful campaigning. Whether that's resonating at the ground or some individuals who have gone rogue is another question. But I think from the president, from the officials of the party, the message has been one of a peaceful one. I think Baba Ndlovu ngiyabonga ngikuzwile isikhalazo sakho ngiyasizwa. Into engakutshela khona ukuthi asambeni siyoregista bafowethu siyovota. Ama-election ethu nxa wakhangela suka 1980 up to now, we have always had ama-challenges ethu. Akuncedi ukuthi sibe sikhala singayi kuyaregista siyovota. Asambeni siyoregista and hopefully our candidates of choice can be elected.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Manduna, Mr. Calvin Manduna, and Mr. Godfrey Kuraone of the CCC. Calvin Manduna is of ZANU-PF. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners. Be sure to tune in again on Monday. Signing off in Washington, our marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a great weekend.